Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by and for gamers of all types. We cover everything from retro gaming to pen and paper role playing and everything in between. So without further ado, here's your host, Scormus.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Pixels and Dice podcast. I'm your host, Scormus, and today we're going to talk about MMORPGs again. In a way. You see, I'm a little confused. I know that MMORPGs as a genre have pretty much fallen by the wayside. There's not a whole lot going on. Not a whole lot of new MMOs being developed anymore. And those that are pretty much Kickstarter affairs or independent titles. Basically small projects. There aren't a whole lot of AAA MMORPGs out there. In fact, I can't think of any AAA MMORPGs that are in development right now. Oh, some people might say, well, Destiny 2. Yeah, some people may say that. Moving on. Now, here's the thing. While the MMORPG genre is kind of in decline, if it's not in decline, it's certainly in a static mode. Basically, everything's just kind of staying where it is, kind of on an even keel, not really new stuff coming in. Meanwhile, as I've mentioned previously in this show, the retro gaming movement is definitely gaining steam. People are really getting into playing old Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega games, things like that. Stuff from the 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s. And that's great. So it makes me wonder, why aren't we seeing a retro gaming MMORPG? No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, why aren't we seeing a retro MMORPG? Because we have that. You've got your Ultima Online, you've got your EverQuest, you've got your Anarchy Online. There's lots of titles out there that have been running for 18 years or so. And that's great. And they are truly retro MMORPGs, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about retro gaming MMORPGs. You know, something in the 8-bit and 16-bit style. For example, what if somebody were to take a game like, the original Final Fantasy, which is a fine little 8-bit game. It's good fun. It's a great little RPG, four-person group. It's loads of fun. I love that game. Okay? Dragon Warrior series along the same line, you know? And you had Ultima and other games like that, and that's cool, right? So why isn't somebody making an MMORPG in that style? You know, with 8-bit graphics, which would be ridiculously easy to render on any computer. You could do it on tablets. You could do it on phones. You could do it on literally any computer. So it makes the overall market for your game just massive. You could play that game anywhere. The main thing would be the servers. You'd have to have servers that could have, instead of NPCs and whatnot so much around, you'd have that, of course, but be able to handle thousands of players in the same world and have these huge worlds that they could explore. And instead of having a four-person group automatically by default like you have in the original Final Fantasy, you would have one character that you would create that runs around and could form up with other players to form a two-person, three-person, four-person group to go do dungeons or whatever, to go do adventures together. That would be awesome. You would have the gameplay of a modern MMORPG with the gameplay of a retro JRPG all melded together into one. And I'm simply at a loss for why nobody has done this yet. At least I've never found it, and I've been covering MMOs for years. I've never seen anything like this come down the pike. Now, it's possible that maybe game developers have thought of doing something like this, but they're afraid to. They're afraid that big ol' Nintendo will go, no, and stomp on them. But here's the thing. Nintendo doesn't control all 8-bit gaming, let alone 16-bit gaming. They don't. Sure, maybe you can't make a Final Fantasy MMORPG. I mean, obviously, you've got Final Fantasy XI and Final Fantasy XIV. I'm talking about Final Fantasy I, the MMORPG. You obviously can't do that. Square Enix would have a bit of a problem with it. And Nintendo would most certainly have a problem with that. But you can create your own individual IP using 8 or 16-bit graphics in your own individual world, which, let's be honest, would be really easy to develop for because it's 8-bit graphics. Even 16-bit graphics would be ridiculously easy to develop for. The only thing is, you actually have to do it. And I don't know why nobody's done this. Maybe it's because they're too stuck on the idea of, well, why would we do that? I mean, we have modern graphics. Why don't we use the modern graphics and constantly pushing the limits and seeing how far we can go and keeping up with the really great graphics that are out there? And the thing is that it's not always about graphics. With MMORPGs, it comes down to gameplay more than anything else. Sure, graphics are nice. Having great graphics is a bonus. I'll tell you that World of Warcraft certainly got better when they improved the graphics in the original world. Now, there were other problems with that expansion that made it go bad, but overall, the game looks better and is more fun to play in the original world because they upgraded the graphics. Great. But look at Lord of the Rings Online. It's a 10-year-old game. And the graphics are nice, but the graphics engine for it is even older than the game. It dates back to, wow, I want to say the early 2000s, 2003, 2004, maybe even earlier than that. It's an old engine, and it's having a hard time. It's chugging along. But the gameplay and the story, the world, is what brings people back to Lord of the Rings Online. If that game were 8-bit or 16-bit, people would still be playing it because of the world, because of the setting, because of the story. And that's why people loved the original Final Fantasy. That's why people loved the original Dragon Quest and the Ultima games and things like that. It wasn't because, well, you know, the graphics were cutting edge. Of course they weren't. There were games with better graphics on the same systems. But they told a great story. They were fun to play. People liked them. And I could see that working in an MMORPG right now. Coming out in 2017, 2018, whatever. Now people would say, well, you know, how are you going to make the combat system work? I mean, so many games are into this action combat. And how are you going to make that work where traditionally those old 8-bit games were turn-based? Well, why can't they remain turn-based to some degree? I mean, actually, it would work for an MMO player. It really would. Because even if you're in a group, I know I've done raids many, many times where somebody goes AFK. We're all sitting there, you know, waiting for them to come back before we can start the next fight. What's the difference between waiting there and waiting for somebody else to take their turn in a turn-based combat system? Sure, it's a little less realistic, but these games were never realistic, and you're just trying to recreate that retro gaming feel and look while allowing you to play with thousands of people at the same time in the same world. I honestly think it's an idea that's time has come. And to be honest, I don't see a single reason why it shouldn't be done. If I had the ability to develop such a game, I'd be doing it myself. This is literally an idea that needs to happen. So, Standing Stone Games, Tryon Worlds, Cryptic, BioWare. Well, really, do we want to give that to BioWare? Point is, there's lots of MMO developers out there who could jump on board this idea and make it happen. There's even more indie game developers that could make this happen even faster that would jump on the idea. So please, do. Feel free. Make this happen. I know years ago in earlier podcasts I've done, I believe it was a Massive Failure, I used to rant and rave that I wanted a truly horror-based MMORPG, that it was an idea whose time had come. And eventually we got two. Sure, there's lots and lots of them that say that they are horror, but they're not. The Secret World is a horror game. And H1Z1 is a horror game. So, yeah, we got two horror games. And that's great. I'm not taking responsibility for that, but I'm just saying, eventually, the idea came around and it happened. So now, my big new push is, we need a retro gaming MMORPG. We need this. We need a AAA MMORPG. That level of quality, that level of, you know, staff and money behind it, building a massive world that can support thousands and thousands of people per server with simple 8-bit or 16-bit graphics, with turn-based combat even. I'm fine with that. Even if you had to have PvP, cool. We can have PvP. I personally think it shouldn't be there, but you know, it has its place. Maybe you could have little arenas where people could fight each other. That'd be fine. I think this is an idea that has to come about eventually. And considering how people are more and more moving back to the old retro games, it's inevitable. Just like I said that about horror games years ago, that it was inevitable that these games would come along. I'm calling it now. It's inevitable that someone's going to make an 8-bit or 16-bit style MMORPG. Maybe not with all the ideas I've thrown out there. Maybe it won't be turn-based combat. Maybe it won't have quite, you know, maybe they won't go quite with the 8 or 16-bit graphics. Maybe they'll try and upgrade it a little more. In which case you have, what, RuneScape is it called? I don't know. There's a game out there that's got kind of a top-down isometric view. You know what? Even make it Diablo style. I'd be okay with that. A true MMO in the Diablo style. You're kind of halfway in between. Because Diablo, let's be honest, the original Diablo, it's a retro game. And if you had a large enough world, that could be an MMORPG. You'd just have to add, you know, servers that could support more players. But the information being passed back and forth can't be that much more than or it would actually be significantly less than you'd have in most MMOs, I would expect. I mean, I'm no computer engineer, but considering the significant differences between modern MMOs and old-style role-playing games or JRPGs, yeah, there's going to be a whole lot less information being traveled along, which means less lag, which means you'll be able to support more people playing the game. And I'm sorry, but this is really an idea that would catch fire. Because I'm telling you, there are thousands of people out there that are either breaking out their old Nintendo games or going and buying used copies or whatever, or they're getting into game emulation, whatever. There's thousands of people out there just chomping at the bit to play those old retro games. And if you told them that you've got a brand new game coming, brand new IP, but in the old style, and it can support thousands upon thousands of people playing at the exact same time, you would have a mass rush of people to jump on board that game. It would be ridiculously popular. Now, I'm not saying we're talking World of Warcraft numbers here, but yeah, why not? I mean, think of all the advantages a game like that would have. There's literally no downside other than, oh man, look at those old ass graphics. Well, the people that are looking for new graphics and, you know, cutting edge style graphics and gameplay, they're not going to look at this game anyway. They're going to be off playing new shiny over there. And there's always going to be new shiny games out there. Maybe not MMORPGs, but there's some out there. They're going to be playing the Wildstars and Guild Wars 2 and whatnot, that have pretty high-end graphics. And that's great. They can go enjoy that. But you've got this huge market of retro gaming fans coupled with people that have various devices that may or may not be able to support modern gaming. You can't play your World of Warcraft on your phone or your tablet, but you could certainly play this on your phone or your tablet, right? You could play this on a computer that's 10, 20 years old. As long as it can connect to the internet and have reasonable speeds, you know, high-speed internet, there's no reason why these games couldn't be played on those systems. The only thing that would be a problem is, would the software be compatible with those old operating systems? And so that might be the biggest hurdle to get across is, can it run on all these different systems? Well, I would start it out as making it support Android and iOS. So you got your phones, you got the majority of your tablets right there. Okay? Then I would start with Windows 10, Windows 8, Windows 7, and work backwards from there. Okay? Have, if need be, a version that can run on XP, maybe even Windows 98. Now, you're thinking, well, how many people are out there really running computers running Windows 98? Not many, right? Well, that's why it would be the lowest priority to support. You would want to support the systems that have the most user base at the time, which is Windows 10, Windows 8, Windows 7, Mac, Android, iOS, Linux, and then start working back from there. And that shouldn't be a thing. Now, oh, well, you know, you have all these systems being supported. Isn't that going to just cause too much of a headache for the development team? Yes and no. The biggest problem for the development team themselves would be having a game that can be run on a touchscreen, like on your phone or a tablet, but can also be run on a computer via either controller or keyboard. So you'd have that issue that you'd want to get around. But then you would also have a problem with the engineering side of things. So that it'll run with different types of software. And that can actually be done with a little help from specifically Microsoft, really. Because maybe the game can be run on Windows 10, Windows 8, Windows 7, and previous editions through compatibility mode. Maybe it won't run perfectly, but we're also talking a fraction, a small fraction, of the overall user base of computers running XP, Windows ME, Windows 98, Windows 2000, those things. So you won't have that much of a big deal dealing with them. So you're still going to be able to only support a few overall operating systems. Because let's be honest, if you supported the top two or three versions of Android, you're probably okay. Because the majority of phones and tablets on Android are going to be running the top two or three versions of Android. iOS, same thing. In fact, it's even easier because most of their hardware is pretty well set. Okay? So that's not so big of a deal. For computers, it's a little more difficult. But again, we're talking about graphics that can be run on virtually anything. It's not like you're, you know, making graphics that are going to be super hard to work with. More of it is going to be the underlying code, the actual guts of the game. And that should be able to be run on anything. So as long as you can encode it in a way that it's going to run on a particular processor with a certain amount of RAM, you're golden. This really shouldn't be an issue. Again, I'm not a computer expert by any means, but I'm going to tell you, if you can run a emulator that's running NES games, and you can run them on damn near anything. I can run that on my phone. I can run that on my tablet. I can run that on any computer in my house. And I have multiple. From my Raspberry Pi Zero all the way to my media computer, either of my wife and I's laptops, my retro laptop, any of that. If I can run them on those, anybody can run them on their systems. And I've got some old computers laying around here that'd be able to run it too. So, really, like I said, this is an idea that whose time has come. It's just going to take an imaginative team willing to build that world, to build that game from scratch with its own IP, and willing to actually be imaginative and build something in the style of those old 8-bit and 16-bit JRPGs, but in an MMO fashion. And really willing to take a risk. I know the MMO RPG genre is kind of looked down on by most of gaming now because, oh, it's you know, it fell by the wayside. Only World of Warcraft really matters and blah, blah, blah. Well, they've really lost sight of the fact that, no, the MMO genre hasn't died off. It's still vibrant. It's just a lot of players left. And this sort of game would be just the sort of thing that would bring people back. Maybe not all of the players who left, but it would bring in a whole new different type of player to the genre. This is the sort of thing that could start a new revolution in gaming. This is the sort of thing that would make Blizzard rethink and go, hey, you know what? Maybe we need to make a retro MMORPG, I'm sorry. Maybe we need to do Lost Vikings, the MMORPG. Yeah. Or Diablo MMO. Yeah. Think about it, guys. Tell me in the comments what you think. So until next time, I'm Squirmus, and generic catchphrase ending.